As you know, I have surfed every site on the internet. I pride myself in knowing exactly who has a good website and who doesn't. And I can tell you that if you're interested in a comprehensive travel site, you go to johnnyjet.com. And what a coincidence. Johnny Jet is on the phone with us. Hey, John, what's happening?
Hi, Johnny.
How are you guys?
Well, we're cold, and I'm thinking that because most of the country is experiencing a rough winter, people who want to go somewhere warm for spring break are going to have to pay through the nose. Is that about right?
Well, I think a lot of people do want to get out of the cold. I'm in Toronto right now. It's the same temperature as Chicago. It's 13 degrees going down to -2.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the bookings are up. You know, this past couple of months, actually, in the beginning of January, they call it wave season for booking cruises. And they really, I guess the number of reservations are through the roof this year because everyone wants to escape the cold. I mean, it's been unseasonably cold for everyone. And so you're going to pay a little bit extra, but there are some ways you can get around it.
And before you get to that, are people who were possibly going skiing now going to sunny locations? Are people actually changing their plans? And how are the ski locations doing?
That's a good question. You know, out west, the skiing, especially in like California, has been struggling. But Colorado has been having an epic year, I believe. I'm not a big skier, but I heard that. And on the East Coast, it's just so cold. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and then there's some resorts now. I think they're going to experience some temperatures that are too warm coming soon. So everything's messed up. I knew this would happen as soon as the Russians launched Sputnik, that they'd somehow foul up the atmosphere. But if people want to go like to Florida or Hawaii or those warm weather locales in the U.S., I guess we have to consult with your list of ways to find cheap flights because it's really hard to do, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's not that hard to do if you can follow some of these tips and rules. We've talked about it before. So the number one is being flexible. You're not going to get a deal if you leave on a Friday and want to come back on a Sunday like everyone else. So you got to use your vacation time wisely. And if you got to pull the kids out for a day or two or whatever, it could save you a lot of money. So it all depends on how many people are traveling and, you know, how much you want to save. But the key days to travel are usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturdays.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays might be a little cheaper, you're saying?
For sure, without a doubt. And also the planes will be less full, and so you get a better chance of either getting upgraded or having a seat next to you open, a little bit more legroom, more pleasant experience. The airport shouldn't be as crowded.
And you have tip number two, you have consider the time of day. This is interesting because this really is about how you search, whether you're on the johnnyjet.com site or any site. What's the best way to look for a flight?
Well, because a lot of people, you know, they say, I want to leave Friday at 5 o'clock. So, and they put in the time, but don't put a time in. You know, you not only have to be flexible with your date, you also want to be flexible with your time. So put in
any time
and see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you go onto these different websites, their search engines will already have it, you know, open for any time or blank.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when the people put a specific time, that's when you're going to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm always confused about? All right. So I'm always confused about using multiple airlines to go and come back, because sometimes if I try to book something, say, with United Airlines or American Airlines, the flight is a certain amount, but then if I only do one way and then I find another airline that has a cheaper way back, I just feel like I'm going to be spending so much time on the computer doing this. But
well,
is it savings?
I mean, if you're going to save money, it takes time. That's why I'm in business. There's not one website out there
right. That
has every website, that has the ultimate website that shows the cheapest deals, because one minute it could be Expedia, the next could be Kayak or Mobissimo or whatever. There's all kinds out there. So that is a good tip. You know, these days you can buy one-way fares. You couldn't, you know, 10 years ago when the airlines used to penalize you if you didn't spend a Saturday night. It was mostly for business travelers. But now I do that all the time. I book one-way tickets. So
is that better than booking a round trip for the most part?
Yeah, it all depends on the destination and who's traveling and what the chances are of you canceling your trip and things like that. Because if you're going to cancel and you have two one-way tickets, it's going to cost you more in cancellation fees.
All right.
See what I'm saying? Because these tickets usually going to cost about $200 to cancel if you're buying from the regular major airlines.
Okay.
Tip, I'm looking
I would price out every different way. Okay. That is one way to do it. Also, I would look at, Google has ITA software, which is a really good search engine. And you can go in and you can do a flexible calendar search. So you can see which days of the month are the cheapest.
Right.
And that's what I do a lot of times when I'm traveling.
So what do you do? You go to Google and do ITA?
Yeah, go into Google, type in ITA software matrix. I mean, it should just pop right up. Let me do a quick search right now. But because Google bought this company for over, it's actually based in Chicago, and they bought them for over $1 billion, ITA software. And then there's a search. And yeah, all you do is type in ITA software. It'll come right up, and you put in it goes to their regular page. You need to go to the matrix page.
And then it tells you what days of the week are less expensive. Is that what you're saying?
No, you put in your city pairs and your whatever date you want to start searching for 30 days, and it will show you the cheapest day to fly.
Neat.
That's very cool. I never heard of that.
Let's continue.
So the actual URL is matrix.itasoftware.com, and you can do one-way round trips and multi-city. And this is a lot of these travel hackers who are finding the really cheapest deals. They're on this thing all day long.
Good tip. We're with Johnny Jett here, 11 ways to find cheap flights. We've talked about being flexible, considering the time of day. You always say try to use alternate airports, right?
For sure. So, you guys have a bunch of airports, so it's good. So don't just look at O'Hare. Look at Midway. You also have Milwaukee, and you have Rockford, is it? What's the other one out there?
Yeah, also, obviously, wherever you're going, Miami, look at Fort Lauderdale, look at West Palm Beach and so forth. I think people sort of do know about that and do check that.
But you have to take into consideration if you're going to fly, if you live in Chicago and you're going to fly out of Milwaukee, then you have to figure out transportation to Milwaukee.
Right.
And if
exactly.
You're not gonna
it's not worth it if it's for one or two people, but if you have a big family traveling, it's worth it to drive up there and pay the overnight parking for a week or whatever it is. I mean, you just have to price everything out and see if it's right for you. Because some cases it can be. Like here in Toronto, I know tons of people who drive to Buffalo. Buffalo Airport is in business, I think, because of Toronto, all the residents here, because it's so expensive to fly out of here and it's so cheap out of Buffalo. So people drive down there or take a bus, and you can do the same in Chicago. You can take the bus or even a train.
Yeah, makes sense. Tip number four, consider making a stop.
Yeah, again, price out all different methods of getting there. So, if it's only $20 cheaper to fly nonstop or more expensive to fly nonstop, I would do the nonstop. That way you have a better chance of getting there on time, and it just makes it easier. But if it's, $100 or $200 to make a stop, I think it's worth it.
Right.
That way, especially if you have a bunch of people traveling. So just look at all those different things. So another point is when you are doing a search, don't click the checkbox for nonstop, because you know what? You might make it stop if the price is right.
Sure. Then you've got number five on your list, search tools. And this really speaks to why you started JohnnyJett.com, doesn't it?
Correct. I mean, that's why, because there's not one website out there that has the cheapest deal. So you have to search them all. And that's why I say, go to Expedia or Priceline or this ITA software and try them all out and find out what's the cheapest time. And the next tip is fare alerts, which is a very key point. So if you don't want to spend the time, putting in your city pairs and your dates, go to the fare alerts. Sign up for them. Airfare Watchdog has them. Kayak has them. Yapta, YAPTA.com has them. Fare Compare. And what they do is you put in your city pairs, the dates you want to fly, and the price you want to pay. Mm-hmm. And then when that price point drops, if it does, you'll get an email alert. And then you just got to jump on it, because who knows how long it's going to last.
Your last five tips on how to find cheap flights are my favorites, because these are tips that a lot of people don't think about, don't know about, don't realize. And we'll do that with Johnny Jett from JohnnyJett.com momentarily. Talking travel with Johnny Jett. proprietor of the very comprehensive JohnnyJet.com website. He's got a list of 11 ways to find cheap flights. We're at number 7. Speak to a human. This is something that you say is worth it, even if an extra fee is involved, right?
For sure. I mean, you know, these days everyone just wants to get online, and I mean, that's how I'm in business, so I should be just supporting online, but that's not always the cheapest way. So, you know, call up the airline and find out. And this is especially true when you're trying to use your frequent flyer miles, because the online systems just aren't up to date as much, you know, or they don't have the sense of a good agent who knows different tricks. So, like, if you're trying to fly to Rome, you know, using your miles, or even if you're booking a ticket, it's cheaper usually to fly into a city nearby and either buying a low fare carrier or getting on a train. For example, right now, my buddy just called me the other day. New York to Rome is like $1,800. I go, look into Milan. I guarantee it's much cheaper because Emirates just started to service there. And it was, and that round trip was like $800. I go, it saves you $1,000, and it's a 5-hour train ride.
Wow.
So things like that you want to look into. And that's why calling an agent can help. And there's a website in there called gethuman.com, which shows you all the prompts that you need to get right to an agent instead of sitting there and hearing, okay, if in English, press 1, whatever, all those different prompts.
Okay. Yeah, that's
that website.
Yeah, that's great.
I also created one called airlinenumbers.com, which has all the airlines' phone numbers and websites throughout the world.
So what you're saying is talk to an agent at the airline company, but are you also saying talk to a travel agent who can maybe...
For sure. I should make that more clear. Travel agents can definitely save you money. And in this day and age, travel agents are really bouncing back. You know, in the old days, or not the old days, like when the internet started coming up, all the travel agents that were just writing tickets basically went out of business. But the ones that are still around now are the ones that have a lot of value, that have a lot of knowledge. They can save you money. And these are the ones you want to call, especially if it's something big or the first time you're cruising, you really want to have a specialist or a multi-city trip or an anniversary or whatever. You call these guys up. And what's nice about having a travel agent is, let's say there is a weather delay or cancellation or a volcano goes off, you know, trying to get through to an airline will take you hours upon hours. So then you call these guys up and they'll do it for you. So yeah, it's worth the $25 or whatever else extra it's going to cost.
That's why Johnny's got consulted travel agent on his list here. There's two more we want to cover. One is use frequent flyer miles. That's not always easy, though, is it?
It's not easy. But, you know, again, it's all about being flexible. You're probably not going to be able to go during spring break or to Hawaii or somewhere like that. But if you go a couple days earlier, you can probably do it. But there also are credit cards out there that have no blackout dates. So you're just paying you book a ticket the way you normally would. And then when you go get your credit statement, you can go back and get reimbursed by the credit card. But again, with credit cards, what you really want to make sure that you can pay them off on time. Because if you can't, it's not worth it. Even when they offer these huge bonuses, which, you know, a lot of different travel hackers or travel bloggers who fly around the world first class for free, a lot of them are using credit card miles and points, and they have a bunch of them. I know one guy has 19 credit cards open. I don't recommend that, but
yeah,
you can do it as long as you pay them off on time. If you don't, do not get a travel credit card because they have high APRs.
Finally, let's see if we can get these last two in here quickly because they're very interesting. Buy 2 separate tickets to Europe. What's that all about?
Okay, so I was going from New York to Sardinia once, and the ticket was $3,000. I go, that's crazy. So then I looked, New York to London was 700 round trip, and then once I got there, I bought a low fare carrier to Sardinia for $100 each way.
How do you find those carriers? Because I don't see them listed.
Actually, you know what? That's a good point. I need to put a list on there. But there is a website called whichbudget.com. Whichbudget.com gives you a good list of those. But when you fly these low fare carriers, make sure that they're not going into a different airport. A lot of times I do. And also, don't check a lot of bags, because if you do, your ticket can be triple the price. I mean, the baggage, it could be triple the price of the ticket, at least.
Wow. And finally, what's this hidden city trick you have?
All right, so I live in L.A., and I was trying to get to Chicago, and that fare was ridiculous. Actually, I was trying to get to Cleveland. It was $600 one way. But I looked, that if I flew to Buffalo on the same airline going through Cleveland, it was only $230 one way.
But how do you find out what that hidden city is?
So let's say if you're going to a major hub city like Cleveland used to be there, unfortunately United's pulling it out, just start searching cities around, mm-hmm. and then see if that works. And again, if the airlines are listening to me right now, they're going to be really upset.
I know, because they banned doing that years ago, because I used to try to do that trick all the time, and then you just get off halfway.
All right, people have all kinds of questions, so let's direct them to Johnny's website. Johnny, if somebody has a question for you, what do they do?
You can email me, johnny@johnnyjet.com, or better, Twitter, @JohnnyJet, JohnnyJet1T. I'm not related to Joan. And
and also, if you want to get to those sites that tell you exactly how to speak to a human, can they get there by going to your website first?
It's the number one story on my website. It's on the big slider. It says 11 ways to find cheapest flights or cheap flights. And
got it.
That should help.
Johnny,
I love those interesting articles that he posts on the website, by the way. They're always super helpful. I subscribe for that reason.
He's the best.
Thank
Johnny.
You. Also, to my daily tip.
Appreciate it. JohnnyJet.com. And again, if we have so many people with questions, I want to give them that address again. Best way to get a question to you that you will answer is how, Johnny?
Johnny@JohnnyJet.com or on Twitter @JohnnyJet.
Happy, safe travels, my friend.
Thank you. You too.